Bava Basra, Perkei Mishnah Ches. Hamoichi Yayin Veshem Lechaveroi. Those days, Shimon the customer would come in by Reuven. Reuven had a big barrel of wine, a huge barrel of wine, and there's a spout there, and he takes out the spout, and wine comes in to a kli, and he wants to measure out. They don't have bottles that are a certain size. He tells him how much he wants. So Shimon says, I want 20 ounces of Yayin. So Reuven pulls out the spout, and he uses a measuring cup, that's a measure of 20 ounces, or an eifon, a chatzi eifon, a saw, etc. And the kli, in this case, the clay medido, is owned by a third party. It doesn't belong to the mecha, doesn't belong to the lekech. Therefore, there's a machlokes over here, a sichsuch, that developed between the mecha and the lekech at the moment when the wine was going into the kli that was lent, like we said, from somebody else. What's the machlokes? The wine went up in value, went down in value. They heard about it that second. So now, normal, if Reuven sells something to Shimon, and then it was huzlu, Shimon can complain as much as he wants, even though he lost value on it, but that's it. The mechir is a mechir. Hukru, Reuven could say, ah, I got ripped off. I gave it to him for a dollar, and really now it's worth $1.25. And there's nothing Reuven can do about it. After the king is after the king. The question is, at what point over here does the wine become nicknames to the lekech? Payment would be talui if money already was handed over. So the wine was bought, al-kabana with the king of Kesef. So there we have sugis in the fourth parak above Metzia. That if the money was given over, a kinyan was done, but Chazal said that the kinyan could be broken, ayideh mishapora, which is a taina on the party who had the kinyan broken against them. He has to be mekabel mishapora. But here we're talking about a different kinyan. We're talking about a kinyan in the clay medido. If the clay medido is to be considered the property, the kli, and thereby the chotzer of the lekech. So what is this talid? Im atchala nismalas hamido, while the measuring cup is being filled up, lemoicher. Why? Because the one who's using it, who's the borrower of the cup? The moicher, because the moicher is using it to measure it out. He doesn't want to give too much. Mishin is malus amida, once the cup is filled up, so now we know the midah. Now the cup just has to be poured into the lekech's barrel, or the lekech is going to take that cup home, put a cover on it, and take that kois home. So at that point, since it becomes used by him, he's the shoyal on it. If he's the shoyal on it, it's his kli insofar as being koina. And then the halach is lelekech, it belongs to lelekech. Now we have a third option. Vimhoye sarsur benem. Sarsur was somebody who arranged sales. He's the one who was the sarsur is called in Lashon HaPoskim a mitavech. It could be a sarsur on diris, on apartments, real estate, a real estate agent. It could be on cattle, or it could be on a bottle of wine. What he does as sarsur is not that he just, when it comes to a barrel of wine, it's not a real estate agent. What he does is, he makes the kesher between two people by buying from one and selling to the other. So really, he's not just a middleman in terms of the relationship, but he's actually buying from the moicher, and he sells it for a little bit of a price increase to the lekech. The nishbara hachovis, before the wine was given over to the reshus hakoina, nishbara lesarsur. The hefsid, the breakage, is on the sarsur. He was already kind of the yayin, the shemen, when it went to his kli. We don't look at it that he's just the shliach of the lekech. Even the lekech sent him. But the way it works is that the sarsur was koina, and then he sold it to the lekech, again, with a little bit of an increase in price. And therefore, right now, it's considered his. Another halach over here that's relevant, legabe yayin, the shemen, that's being measured out. V'chayiv lahatif loy sholosh tipin. This has absolutely nothing to do with kinyonim. It has to do with honesty. What's called, when a moicher is measuring out into a measuring cup, the amount of yayin that was agreed on for the set-upon price, what's called that the midah is completely accurate? The Pasuk of Parshas Kedoshim says, Hein Tzedek. The person has to have his midos, there's an asay, and lavin, if somebody uses measurements, they're not 100% accurate, or he measures in a way where the measurement's a little bit sloppy. It has to be exact. In order that it should be exact, the moicher has to add a little bit Lahatavla means to add from that which is on the sides of the chavis. He has that sholish tipin. He has to pour. When the pouring is done, finished, nothing's pouring, there's still a little bit stuck to the walls of the kli. He has to push it a little bit more to have three tipin go into the kli of the lekech. Hirkino umitza. If he tipped the chavis, and mitza means he drained it, that little bit that's there, harei shomaycha, the little bit that's on the bottom of the barrel from where it's being sold, that belongs to the maycha. Already that chelik is not shy to the measuring. V'achenvini enichai v'atur sholosh tipin. Achenvini is a regular storekeeper. He has a large volume of people coming, going. So because that's understood, and chazal weren't mechayiv him to make that extra, you pour. Pouring is pouring, but then there's like that painstaking tipping over the kli. It should get the last every bit of drop. That is not mechayiv to do. Reb Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha, this halacha that a chenvini not is only mamish right before Shabbos. Why? Because since over there people need Yayin Vashem, they need it on the double. Tzarech Shabbos, they need it right then. So over there chazal weren't mechayiv, but the rest of the week, even if it's more painstaking, something has to be done. Mishnah test. Hashalech has benoy etzol chenvini upundyoin biyodoy. Somebody sends a child, the benoy over here that we're talking about is a cotton, to a store to buy a certain amount of shemen. Pundyoin is a small coin. It's a bronze coin. It doesn't have that much value. And he gave that to the cotton. Pundyoin biyodoy. He also, the cotton is also holding on to a little bit of a bottle to get the shemen that he's buying from the storekeeper. Modadloy, the chenvini, the storekeeper, pours into his kli, beisor shemen, pours in shemen to the value of an isor. V'nosan lo yisor isor, there are two isorim and a punyoin. So basically the child handed him the punyoin to the storekeeper and he gave him back change of an isor. So he pours him an isor's worth of shemen, v'nosan lo yisor isor, the second isor, change. Shoves hatzloiches, the kid is going home. On the way he trips and he falls and he breaks and all the oil is lost. The way to look at it is that the chenvini is the responsible party over here. The pundyoin that he took from the son is not legitimate because the change didn't get back. And the shemen and the change are still in the rishus of the maicha. The way the Gemara explains this is that the assumption is, it's a little bit interesting, that even though the father sent the cotton with a coin and with a jug, but he doesn't mean for the jug to be filled with oil and sent back or for the change to be sent back. No. He was only coming, the child is only coming to be my dear, the storekeeper, that this is what his father needs, and the storekeeper should go to the father's house and settle with him over there. Now, of course, the obvious question is, if the father was okay sending the child with a coin, a bigger coin, a pundyoin, with a jug, why wouldn't we say that that's his understanding that the chenvini should send back? So the Gemara makes over here, Gansu came to Gemara Daf Peches, and the Gemara says, we're talking about where the bakbuk was here, the coin was here. He made a whole shimush, that is the storekeeper, with the shemen. I'm sorry, with the container. He took the jug out of the child's hand. He used it to measure out, to dole out oil to other customers. With that, he becomes a shol shalei midas. Shol shalei midas, when somebody is not planning on stealing a chefetz, but he used somebody else's chefetz, shalei bishus, he has a din of a gazlan, and din of a gazlan is chayv b'achrayis. We learned in Bava Kamma, gazlan is always chayv until he returns. Even if it's not his fault how it was broken, he's chayv anointzim, and he's only potter once he returns the kli liyodoy. So now that's what we're talking about over here. That's legabi the jog. What's legabi the punyoin? So the answer is, yeah, the father was taka lax and sending the kid with a punyoin. But since lemaisa, the storekeeper, gave back change, that change is not nikness yet to the lekech. And the punyoin that he has without giving change and without giving the shemen. So now that, he's also mechuyev to give back. Yehuda argues with this. Asham anas ken shalochoy. Yehuda has two distinct points to make. One is that in his hashara, Yehuda holds that when a father sends an iser in one hand and it's loiches in the other hand, B'yad HaKotan, he means that the Chenveni, you're allowed to Nemon. Obviously, Yesh Kazev, but you're allowed to assume that the money and the Kli was sent that the Balaba, that the Chenveni should fill up the Kli, make change, and put it B'yad HaKotan. If he sent it that way, the Hashara is that he meant for the job to be done, as if he was a Godel. In that case, on the fact that he took the Isur and he gave him a Punyoin, he was Mekayim what he did. Either Punyoin is Biyad HaKotan, and a Kotan is not Nemon, is not a good Shliach, but the father sent him with the Isur, so Mustama, he had in mind that he should get back the Punyoin. So on the Punyoin, he's Potter. One. Two, as far as the Kli is concerned, we said that the reason why the Chenveni is chayv on the Kli is because he's using it, and he's a shel shalem idasi as din of a gazan. So here, bonu l'machlekes, you look at the Taisyant that brings the sugis hashas. What is the din of a shel shalem idas? It's a little bit above metziah. A shel shalem idas could be looked at as a gazan, or it could be looked at as a shel. There's a fundamental chiluk that's nageh to us between the two. A gazlan, there's a whole inyan in the 10th parak in Bava Kama, where a gazlan has to return to the nigdal. He's not mekayim kidei hashava until he actually returns it liyad ha gazlan. The reason for that is because once he stole it, to a certain extent, he was mafkir the bailus, what we call kinyon exela. If he has kinyon exela, he was moitzi it from the rishus of the owner. The only way to reinstate it, to be mekayim the din hashava, he has to reinstate it, he has to give it back to the owner, vashavoy saloi. The only way to give it back to the owner is only by putting it back into his hands. It's not enough to put it, let's say he stole a car from the garage. It's not enough to put it in the garage. He has to give it back to the owner, otherwise it doesn't go into the shoes of the owner. However, a shoyl, you're not moitzi it. A shoyl is never moitzi mirshus the bailun, the mashal. He is chayiv b'achrayis because kol anosh aloi, but he's not moitzi et meshusa. Therefore, it's enough to put it back from where you got it. It's enough to make a hashava. You yotzi yedei chazora sachefetz. So if Reuven allows Shimon to use his car, Shimon's a shoyl, and when Shimon brings back the car, he parks it again in the driveway, and that's it. Done. That's his hashava. Memela, Yesh Lodin, and the Gemara explains their views, and the Chacham arguing this point. What's the din of a shel shalai midas? Is shel shalai midas just a shel and he becomes chayiv? It could be he's chayiv even on Mesa Machat Malacha. Or do we say that no, he has mamish a din of a proper gazlan, therefore he has to make the shel liyodoi? That'll be the nafkamina over here, the Gabi Tzloichis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the shel shalai midas does not have a din of a proper gazlan, therefore he only has to return it to where it was supposed to be given back to. The Tzloichis was sent with the cotton. It could be given to the cotton. Amanas kein sholchoi. However, the Chacham argue, because the Chacham hold that the Shel Shalem Idas is a proper gazlan, so it has to be mamish returned to the owner. That's the Machlaikis over here. So it's really two distinct Machlaikis. Whether Amanas kein sholchoi, and then a separate Machlaikis, which is more Bava Kama, above Metziyadik, what's the din of a Shel Shalem Idas? The Mishnah adds one last detail. Umaydim chacham l'Rabbi Yehuda. Bizman shat tzloiches biyad atinik umodat chen v'nilatoicho. That if the tzloiches never came liyodoi, the tzloiches was only now used, so the cotton holds out the jug, it was filled up, and the cotton now has it. So what would be mechayivim, l'chatzadav v'poshut? What would be mechayiv the chenveni to have to pay for the tzloiches? He never assumed possession of it, he never used it, so therefore of course he's not chayiv on it. On the Punyoin, we could still argue. Did he mean to send him back the money? Did he mean not to send him back the money? He shouldn't have sent back the money so that he could still be chayiv. But he's not chayiv on the Tzloiches.